All righty, a belated happy Thanksgiving to all of you. If you missed the first part of Vikings game plan, welcome back. This is the final segment, the winning formula and ways to beat Detroit right around the corner. Wabi from Vikings.com, yours truly, Paul Allen. We'll handle that after we attack the DraftKings fantasy focus. Who do you have today?
It's time.
For what?
It's time to put Cordarrelle
Patterson. Matt Asiata? He had one last week.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
On offense?
It is time to put him in your fantasy football lineup.
Okay.
DraftKings format, regular format, scoring only format, wide receiver three, flex, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. He's an inexpensive option in some of your daily leagues. He's probably not available on your waiver wire in your standard leagues, but he's on your bench somewhere.
Yep.
Put him in the lineup. He can score a number of different ways. You just heard Pat Shurmur talk about how it's important to implement him into the offense.
Mm-hmm.
He can score a number of different ways. We saw him score via return last week against Arizona.
So you think he's due?
I think he's due for...
Because, I mean, you got Diggs, you got Thielen scoring, the offensive coordinator coaches Kyle Rudolph because he's the tight ends coach.
Right, yeah.
Asiata got in. So why do you think he's due today?
Well, I like him in situations where it's, hey, let's get the ball into our playmakers' hands early in the play.
Yeah.
You have Ziggy Ansah, who can rush the passer really well. You have a Lions defense that's playing at home, just pitched a really good game against the Jaguars. So they're playing well defensively. I think they're going to try and get the ball out of Sam Bradford's hands quickly. I think Cordarrelle Patterson is a great option in that setting. And I think this is a week where you can get a cheap touchdown with a flex player or a wide receiver three, and Cordarrelle's a good option. Plus, he's really fun to watch play. The effort he gave on one of his third down receptions against Arizona was awesome. You saw his speed on display on another third down catch where he went down the sideline for 30 yards.
Yep.
He's fun to watch play. Put him in your lineup.
I'm on Stephon Diggs. Spend the money. This time last year or at Ford Field.
Teddy goes back to pass. He fires deep. Diggs open!
Caught. What a catch!
He left his feet for a
touchdown!
What a catch! Stephon Diggs' first National Football League touchdown was absolutely spectacular.
First touchdown of his career. He's had massive games against the Lions, including a 13-reception game earlier this season. A Cordarrelle Patterson, spend the money with Stephon Diggs. Vikings defense versus Matthew Stafford and the Lions offense. What's the winning formula?
I think, you know, Coach Zimmer was really happy with how the Vikings rushed the passer against Arizona. And I don't think he just means the four sacks. I think he means rushing with discipline.
Yeah.
It's really important to do that with Stafford. He's not going to get out of the pocket like Cam Newton or Marcus Mariota might, but he can move well enough to evade the rush, buy time, and throw on the run. So you have to rush Stafford intelligently. You have to contain him in the pocket. I think the Vikings can get after him with their four guys, the defensive linemen, but they might also bring some pressure. No matter how you do it, you have to be smart because Stafford is tough. He'll stand in there, take a hit, and throw. Or he'll get on the run and throw on the run, and he's dangerous there, too.
Last time the Vikings were at Ford Field, they sacked Matthew Stafford eight times. And in the victory over Arizona, the Vikings had four sacks. First time they've had a multiple sack game since the Houston game at U.S. Bank Stadium. Sam Bradford and the Vikings offense versus Tyre Whitehead, Haloti Ngata, and the Lions defense. Winning formula.
You have to win on third down. You're on the road. You have to win in critical situations. Red zone is one of them. If you're backed up, that's one where you have to win. The Vikings did that against Arizona, culminating in Jeff Locke's 72-yard punt. But I think third down is the big situation here against the Lions.
Yeah.
The Vikings were pretty good in some of those third down situations against Arizona. Third and one they converted on a pass to Patterson. Diggs had a third down conversion, and they even had a short yardage rushing conversion on third down with Matt Asiata. Got to keep doing those things. Winning on third down is going to be important to sustain drives and give the defense a rest.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your wonderful family.
Thank you. Same to you.
Wabi, Vikings.com. Happy Thanksgiving on behalf of all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network. The Minnesota Vikings battle the Detroit Lions for first place in the NFC North today. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.